One more time with all hearts. Giving thanks, giving praise now. We praise you, Lord,
for saving my soul.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord, for
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Father.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so rich and free.
Oh, hallelujah. Let's give him praise. Let's give him honor. Oh, we thank you, Father. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your salvation. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, he's worthy, he's worthy. Yes, you are, Lord. Thank you. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Praise his glorious name tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Open your Bibles with me, please. Hebrews chapter 9. Next Wednesday, Brother Nathan Erickson will be back preaching for us. Keep him in prayer. Come expecting great things. Believe God will speak to you through him as he has every time. So far, I expect the same.
Amen.
Because it's not him we're trusting in. It's not me. I hope it's not me you're trusting in tonight. I hope it's Jesus Christ. Because if you trust in him, then I can tell you the outcome. It won't fail.
Amen.
Trust in me. Trust in another minister. Even trust in yourself. Might have a little couple questions whether it's going to work out or not. But when Jesus says something, it's going to happen.
Amen.
Yes. Hope you hear his word tonight. Hebrews chapter 9. Verse 16. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you." Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood there is no remission. It is therefore necessary that the pattern of the things in heaven should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he have suffered, for then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once, in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself, as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. I'd like to preach tonight, securely identified in the blood.
Amen.
Securely identified in the blood of Jesus Christ. Let's bow our heads tonight. Do you have a need? Blood's still on the altar. There's still an intercessor here to meet your request. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for giving us an opportunity to be in your house, Lord. And we just commit our hearts into your hands, knowing, Lord, that the only thing that ever goes right is when the Holy Spirit's allowed to do things, Father. And we just pray that you would speak tonight and that you would hear through us, Lord, and you would change us from glory to glory, that you might reflect that you're still alive in our lives. Yeah. That others might see the light shining within us and know that there is a God that lives and he lives in us. Father, prove that again tonight. Heal every sick person. Save every lost. Fill every empty. Encouraged every discouraged. Commit it into your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Got my new 50 cent shirt on tonight, Sister Suzanne. Hope it looks all right. Lord really blessed when I went to go shopping. I guess I could just start with that. I had my birthday here recently, and one of those things, I'm going to the store, I'm going to buy something. I don't know what I'm going to buy, but I'm going to buy something. We went in there and I looked around, couldn't even find something to buy. And I started getting a little discouraged about it, a little upset. You know how you get sometimes. You're just like, come on, can I just find something? Just, you know. Well, went to the shoe store and you might not notice it, but got me a new pair of shoes. You don't find a pair of 14 dress shoes very often. And it was a pretty good price, too. I enjoyed that. Went down to Sears and I found out, I don't know if you know those 6-in-1 screwdrivers, where it's got a Phillips and a flathead and two socket wrenches on it. And it's about 10 bucks. I said, you know what, I'm just going to buy it. I need a new one. Went up there and of course the lady there says, well, if you get a credit card thing today, we'll give you $10 off. And I said, well, you talked me into it. Here we go. That's the reason I have all my credit cards just about. So they gave me 10 bucks one time. It just collects dust in my wallet, but hey, I got $10 off once, right? Cost me 13 cents. So going, this is pretty good. It's all right. You know, this isn't too bad. Then we finally went back to JCPenney, and since I got a card with them, they send me this thing that says $15 off, $15 or more. Well, I found this shirt and I found another one. When it was all said and done, I'd pay a dollar. So, thank you, Lord.
Yes, amen.
Now, that's a little blessing, but thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, that when I get a little discouraged, you don't mind giving me a screwdriver for 13 cents just to make me feel all right. Just because I want to get a dollar or a couple shirts for a dollar, he just does that. Why? Because he loves us. We are his children. We are his wife. And he does not just lay you on the side and go, well, you know, I'll make sure you live, but I don't really care about your wants so much. He cares about your wants.
Amen.
As long as it's right and holy and decent. It's not your flesh's wants. That's a totally different story. But I'm just talking about your wants. God cares. You have something you want tonight? Guess what? He cares.
Amen.
Now, do you care? That's the thing. Do you care enough to believe his word?
Amen.
That if you ask him,
Amen.
You shall receive?
Right.
Sure.
Don't worry about him failing on his end. You just worry about your end of the deal. So many people want to do that, don't they? They want to say, well, I'll come up and get prayed for, but are you sure it's going to be all right? No. God's got his half taken care of. How about you get up here and have some faith?
That's right.
How about you actually say, I believe it will happen. And guess what? God will answer.
Yes, amen.
Everybody wants to just give all responsibility to God in a roundabout way. Oh, God, if you really love me, you do this. If you really love me, you do this. No, just believe it, and it will happen. That's all he asked for you. The only thing that is sin is unbelief. That's all that's sin. Everything that is of faith is of God. Everything that's unbelief is the devil.
Amen.
There's no middle ground to this religion. And don't let the devil talk you into one either. Is that all right?
Yeah.
All right, now, there you go. Now to preach tonight. I like to backdrop what we preached about last week. How many enjoyed last week?
Yes.
Abiding in the holies of holies. Giving a free access into the holies of holies. And how I love when God gives me a thought by the Holy Ghost. And I know it's not me, because then I come around and I go look in the message and go, Brother Branham said the same thing. And I didn't even know it.
Yes.
What did I say? Do you remember? We are to live in the Shekinah glory. We are to live in the holy place. The holy place was not holy because the ground was great. The Holy Ghost was there.
Amen.
That's what made it holy. Have you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
That's the holy ground.
Yeah, right.
That's the holy place. His presence is the holy place. And if that presence is in you, you are in the holy place all the time.
Amen.
Woo! Glory to God. I don't walk around scared. I am walking in fellowship with God.
Amen.
And when you're in that holy place, guess what? There's a roof over your head. There's walls on all sides. And nobody gets in.
Amen. That's good.
Woo! Who's scared of the devil tonight? Anybody scared of the devil tonight? Well, if you're outside of Christ, you better be. Because he'll take you from pillar to post, didn't he? You remember when we were out there walking the things of the world? Oh my, we were terrified. We watched them scary movies. And my, I didn't want to go outside, did I? I thought aliens were going to come out of the sky and get me.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you had the nightmares for 3 weeks because you decided to watch one time.
Exactly.
Man, how much... And to think, now do you understand your nature?
Yep.
Other people soak that in.
Yep.
That's all they want.
Yep.
Oh yeah, fear, death, killing, devils. I love it. Why are you different? Why are you different? Because before the foundation of the world, God didn't see sinner. He saw Jesus. And in Jesus were attributes. And those attributes are standing here. Oh, glory to God. I guess I'll have a jubilee. Is that all right? I believe I'm there. I believe that. When I heard this message, it wasn't me just thinking of a good doctrine. My theophany decided to step by and said, hey, this is you. This bride without spot or wrinkle, yeah, you've heard about it. That's you.
Yes.
The ones that would overcome Laodicea and be given all things. That's you.
Yeah.
Woo.
Oh, yes.
And as we preach Sunday, look, that's pretty good. But you have to make sure you believe it.
Yeah.
Just because this church teaches it doesn't mean you believe it yet. That's denominationalism, isn't it? Oh, we all adhere to a belief. You don't adhere to a belief. You must be the belief. You must be in the Almighty yourself. But we know we're not here wasting time. I hope you believe that. There's a reason we have church, don't we? Guess we just got to recap tonight a little bit. Is that all right? We went through why we have church. We have church because God told us to meet together. We have church because when I bring my little pillar of fire and you bring yours, it gets a little bit bigger. We're here to encourage one another, strengthen one another, exhort one another, help one another. And God ordained that there would be a fivefold ministry. The ministry ain't supposed to call itself. God said He would call in place. He never said He'd send some other man to do it. He would do it Himself.
Amen.
Problem is, too many people don't hear from the Holy Ghost, so when somebody that spiritual does, they think you're crazy.
Sure.
They think, oh no, there's no way, there's something else about this. No, I just heard from God.
Yes.
That's why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You can add all these other motives you want to.
Yeah.
That's why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That should be your daily life.
Right.
That's right.
Why did you pray for your food? God told me to do it.
Yes.
I don't have to. That twist my arm. He just told me, and I said, sure. And then you get the benefits out of it. You go, why wouldn't I do this before it anyways? Now I ain't got to worry about things. My, the Bible says taking up deadly things that won't hurt you.
Amen.
Well, that's just about anything you eat or drink today.
Yeah,
think about it, church. Think about all the diseases that if we only knew why people have them, where it really came from, it would scare us to death. We'd be like these crazy people, all organic. You just throw away everything else in the trash. We got to go make our own food because it's the only way. Everything else is garbage. And you know what? It is. But when I, by faith, God, you gave this to me.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's
good. I ain't talking about sitting around eating Twinkies and Twizzlers all day and expect to feel good. Stay in the middle of the road. Is that all right?
Yeah.
I hope you hear me tonight.
Oh, yeah.
You can go one way or the other. I'm talking about right down the middle. When God provides me something, I believe if I give Him thanks, it'll be just fine.
Amen.
That's right.
I read one, it was a sister one time, said, you should want to shake my hand, she was sick. I said, sister, I'm sorry, but I got more faith than that. Give me your hand.
Yeah. That's
fine. That was all right. Another brother come up to me during a community service. He's right next to me. He had this mouth stuff. I don't know if I said this, but I'll tell it again anyways. He had this mouth look. I don't even know what it was, to be honest with you. I don't think he did either. He said, should I take communion? I said, it'll be just fine. Don't worry about it. There's healing in that cup anyways.
Amen.
He took it, I took it.
Amen.
I'm fine today. As far as I know, he's well too.
Sure.
Why do those things happen? Because we just believe the word.
Amen.
We don't add to it. We don't take away. We don't make it harder than what we think it needs to be. The Bible says anything that's received with thanksgiving is sanctified.
That's right.
Amen. I want to live in the Shekinah glory. Is that all right?
Amen.
Do you want to live there?
Amen.
Where you live is where you stay. It's where you retreat to when you're tired of being everywhere else.
Amen.
It's where you go to sleep at. It's where you eat at. It's where you have good fellowship at. That's where you live. Brother Branham says this, Jehovah Jireh 56. But when they went to the holiest of holies, and those veils dropped behind Aaron once a year, they didn't live in no moonlight, starlight, or seven golden candlesticks. Under the interlocked wings of the cherubim, the Shekinah glory was in there. And they lived in that light.
Amen.
How much more this day?
Amen.
When Aaron walked through the atonement of a blood, either of a bull or goat or sheep or whatever it was, he could see that pillar of fire standing there. How much more when the blood of Christ has taken us to where we are so pure that where angels have to cover their faces, he says, look me right in the eyes.
Amen.
How much more are we allowed to abide in that presence? How many times have we cut ourselves short on that?
Sure.
How many times we got busy looking at, you know, the old mirror on the wall instead of the mirror of God's Word?
Yes, sir.
Now, if you're sitting living in sin, if you love the things of the world, the Bible's very plain. If you love the world or the things of the world, the love of the Father's not in you.
Right.
Yeah, you better be looking in the mirror because you need to get that mirror destroyed. You can't destroy your own mirror. It takes the blood of Christ to come and annihilate that old book. To annihilate your old life. That way you can identify with His life.
Amen.
And then you can approach boldly. into the holies of holies. Let me finish reading that quote, please. The Shekinah glory was in there, and they lived in that light, which never did diminish or go out.
Right.
They lived by the pot of manna. They could eat any time they wanted to. It never got old.
Right.
What a life to live. That's the kind of life Abraham was living, a completely surrendered, sold out, consecrated, dedicated life to the Lord. Amen. And as we'll see, we'd call it sanctification. They thought that if they shouted really loud, they had it. The Methodists, the Nazarenes, and boy, they got it as soon as they shout, but they found out they didn't have it. The Pentecostals, boy, when they spoke with tongues, they really had it. But they find out they didn't. It doesn't lie upon shouting or speaking in tongues. Those things are all right. But to have Him is different.
Amen.
That's attributes of Him. That's right. It means a sold out, consecrated, daily, hourly, live in the Shekinah glory with Him all the time.
Amen.
Wow. Yes.
That's right. I'm saying things against shouting or speaking in tongues. That's fine. That's attributes of the Holy Ghost and so forth. We need all those things, but yet that's not it. That's not it. It's the hidden, consecrated life.
Amen.
What do you do when you have the choice and nobody's watching?
Right.
What entertains you the most? What book do you like reading more than anything else?
Sure.
What do you like to listen to more than anything else? What entertains you more than anything else? If it's the things of the world, well, don't expect to be in the Shekinah glory too long, because God and sin cannot dwell together.
Amen. Amen.
And as we said, you don't get rid of it by trying to get good enough. You get rid of it by backtracking and say, Lord, where did I start disbelieving the Word of God?
Yes.
So we are to be holy as He is holy, and we understand that we can't even start to imagine getting that holy on ourselves, but there is a blood atonement there. And as we retreat back to the blood, not just the chemistry, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost now, the life within the blood, as we retreat back to that, every time we fall, every time we make a mistake, He never left us.
Amen.
He is still there. The door never closes.
Amen.
We just put blinders on. We just look the other way. But look, there's always a way back for the believer.
Amen.
Paul says these, let me just read this. Galatians 5:25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So as the Shekinah glory that gave you life, have you been redeemed tonight?
Yes.
Have you been changed from death unto life? Then that life that's within you, look, Paul says, if we live in that, if that's all we have to live by, let us also walk in it.
Amen.
Which means let it come out on the outside. We know how simple that is, don't we? Live for others, and you'll fulfill the law. What's the whole law contained in? Two things. Loving the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. And loving your neighbor as yourself. Whew. Aren't those about the two hardest things for any human to get done? Because just by the time he thinks about loving God, he realizes he loves himself a little bit more. By the time he thinks about loving his neighbor, he realizes he loves himself a little bit more. And it makes him very hard to lay down his decision to give it to somebody else. I don't mean this in disgrace, but I just know there was a younger man at the school. He's a Christian. I believe he's even a preacher, to be honest with you. But I know that he's almost known for being a mooch. You know what I mean by that? That when there's extra to give around, he's the one asking for it all the time. And anytime it's his time to give, for some reason, it's the best stuff in the world and we can't hardly give it away no more. And I have to sit next to that, and I tell you what, I'm about to start saying something. I try to keep that mouth shut, but after a while, I just can't do it no more. Christians shouldn't be that way. Hope you don't mind me going this way, but if somebody should tip at the restaurant, you think it'd be the Christian.
Right.
If there's somebody you think you should tip the pizza guy, you think it'd be the Christian.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's somebody that they can count on to do a good job when the boss ain't watching. Yeah. You think it'd be the Christian.
Sure.
Right. And as the Bible said, you're not hired by them.
Right.
You're hired by Him.
Right.
Saying, well, this is just some... No, it's not. It is your allotted position in the body of Christ.
Amen.
I know we all fall, man. I understand that. Look, I'm a school teacher. I'm sitting on a computer all day. You don't think there's times I just click around on stuff? Yeah, but then you know what comes to my mind? What if the principal walked in right now? What would I do? on, isn't it? Well, guess what? He never leaves me. He never forsakes me. The Lord's still standing right there. I just heard this testimony, and I hope it's right. I'll just tell a story like it's somebody else. Is that right? I know the story's right, but I don't know the details so much. Minister one time, he was going to pray. And as he was going to pray, I think he was just out and about for whatever reason. He thought he heard a noise, and he looked back. So, you know, he was a little ashamed that somebody might have seen him praying, you know. And then he thought for a minute, he says, wait a minute. If the President of the United States was standing here, I'd want everybody to see me talking to him.
Sure.
Why am I ashamed that somebody's watching me talk to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings? Receive the Holy Ghost after you realize that. Amen. Glory to God. Let me read this out of the Hidden Life with Christ. How many wants a hidden life with Christ? Let me tell you something, brother. If it takes being called a holy roller to live in the Shekinah glory, let me stay with God in the Shekinah glory. Call it what you want to.
Amen.
Amen. That's pretty strong for a Baptist, isn't it, brother? But that's real preaching. That's right. But I know it to be the truth. Amen. The preaching ain't very good, but the truth's the same. Amen. Sometimes we want preaching by just style points instead of what's actually being said.
Amen.
I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I appreciate when you all say you like hearing me and stuff, but look, if that's all it is because you think I'm a pretty good preacher, that will do nothing for you.
Right.
If you say, I like your preaching because I know it's not you, brother.
Amen.
Because I see the Shekinah glory stand up and I hear him talking to me.
Amen.
That's a compliment. That's what I believe this is for. I'm not here to look pretty in my new shirt. I'm here that you might see the Shekinah glory. And he might speak to you your need. That when you walk in here sick, you leave healed.
Amen.
When you walk in here empty, going, my, I don't know if I go another day. The Holy Ghost came. I realized I am not defeated.
Amen.
Because I'm not fighting the battle. The battle's the Lord's. I've already been filled. I've already got the victory. That's why we come in here. Because we all know it's true. You stay away from the house of God, what happens? I don't care how spiritual you think you are. You dry up like a dead root.
Amen.
You dry up worse than a concrete block.
Amen.
It's a lifeline. Because anytime you disobey the word on purpose, you're automatically into unbelief.
Amen.
As we all know, we're supposed to be at church.
Amen.
I don't know why I keep going that route. I don't mean to, church. I hope you understand that. We're supposed to be in the house of God.
Yeah.
People wonder why things happen when you get out. Just the law of God, ain't it?
Yeah. Sure.
Willing disobedience is the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
Might as well just be ignorant than to know the truth and not do it.
Right.
Yeah. Let me keep reading that now. Brother Brent, same quote, Hidden Life with Christ. Come on the inside. Let the world howl and carry on. Let the preacher fail. Let everything else fail. That don't stop you a bit. Stay in there. The holies of holies now. Stay in there. You're living by the pot of manna where you'll eat anytime you get hungry. You don't have to worry about whether this is going to happen or that's going to happen. You're living in the Shekinah glory. That real beautiful amber light that hung under the locked wings of the cherubims there. And he walked in that light. The whole thing was lit up. It was lit up all the time. And a man or a woman that's living in the holiest of holies with God is living in the grace and power and resurrection of Christ day and night.
Amen.
All the time. Amen. Do you want to live there?
Amen.
That's the place. That's the place. That's where the outside world, you don't even hear it. My, I can't stand that anymore. I don't know about you all, but when these people that are supposed to believe this message, supposed to believe that they got the Holy Ghost, want to fight and fuss about politics falling apart, want to fight and fuss about Obama did this, Obama did that. Yeah, guess what? It's going to get worse.
Yep. Sure.
Yeah. They did this, they did this. Yeah, they don't love you.
Yeah.
Did you figure that out yet? You know why they want you around? So you can pay taxes.
Yeah, that's right.
And then if they run out of money, they'll just make up money for themselves and then take off to China or something. Who knows what? We're not to hear what the world's got to say about this.
Amen.
I'm not here to stay. I'm here to leave.
Amen. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm here to find anybody else that'll want to go with me.
Amen.
That's the only thing that keeps me on the earth, isn't it? How about you?
Yeah.
If there wasn't some soul to be saved, I'd say, get me out of this place. But when I look around, and we need to take this more serious, I believe.
Yes.
When you look around and realize, if something doesn't happen, I'll never see that person after the judgment.
Amen.
Yep. It'll be it.
Right? Amen.
And yeah, it's hard. It's hard to live in the sincerity and truth of the gospel. Because, and that's why John, when he ate it, oh my, it was sweeter than honey, wasn't it? Wasn't that just good preaching earlier? Wasn't that just sweeter than honey? And then what happens when it hits the belly? Turn bitter. Because he began to realize the entire truth of it all. This is serious business. This gospel wasn't just playing around. This message of the hour was just not God getting bored one day and said, you know what, I'll just send Malachi 4 because I want to. No, if he didn't, the whole world wouldn't have a chance.
Right, amen.
Even the very elected could have been deceived. Remember he said that?
Yes, he did.
If it would have been possible. But God's word, as we know, has worked together for good for those that believe him.
Amen.
Just the moment it looks like it's going to totally fall apart, that's when he steps on the scene.
Amen.
We should expect to make the message to look like shambles.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say by it? I'm not talking about the message itself, the word itself. I'm talking about the people that try to associate with it.
Right.
We should expect it to turn to shambles because it's happened every time.
Yes.
By the time it was just Elijah, guess what? He thought he was it.
Right.
He thought, there's nobody else. Everybody else backslid.
Right.
The Lord came around and said, no. There's still 7,000 out there. You don't know them, but I do.
Right, amen.
We look at this thing and go, my, am I the only Christian around this place? Yeah, you might be, but guess what? There's still 7,000 or so out there that believe the same thing you do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why? Because they're not living in some presence. They're living in the presence. They are living in the holies of holies. And there's only one holy of holies.
Right, amen.
So if I live there, you live there, we can have fellowship together now. Because we're all part of just one body.
Yes.
We are all members of the body of Christ. Let me finish that quote with it real quick. Do you want to live there? That's the place. That's the place. That's where the outside world is. You don't even hear it. Oh, the curtain has dropped around. Somebody say, you know what Miss Jones did, so and so? You don't even hear it. You know what the pastor done? Well, I don't hear it. Oh my, what the pastor done, that's up to him. What Miss Jones does, that's up to her. But what I do is up to me in Christ. Hallelujah. I live here in his blessed presence.
Amen.
We need to get to the point that the only opinion you care about is Jesus Christ's opinion.
Amen.
And that goes for your fellow brother and your fellow sister too. If what they tell you don't match up with the Word, don't worry about it.
Right.
It's only the opinion of the Word of God. Because
Amen.
That's not an opinion. That's the only thing that's true.
Amen.
Everything else was false. Everything else is corrupted. But the Word of God has stood the test of time.
Amen.
Because before time was even invented, it was still there.
Yes.
And as they try, it's pathetic to think. How many times have they tried to debunk this book and it falls apart every time?
Amen.
There's a time they thought there was no such thing as the Hittites. What are they talking about? That's never existed. By the way, they got dug in around a little bit and found, oh, the Hittites were down here. For a while, they thought, oh, there's no such thing as King David. That's outrageous. That's way too much. And they figure out, no, here's this to David, and here's his name over here, and over here. Oh, yep, he was here.
Yep.
I think there's a scripture that says that there's a steam coming out of the bottom of the oceans or something like that. Mm-hmm. For the longest time, I said, what are they talking about? That doesn't even make sense. And they found, yeah, there's geysers down there.
Yep. Yeah.
Bible says there's dragons. And every civilization, every ancient civilization that I know of has made mention of those creatures.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
But man, in his own stupidity, is that fine?
Yeah.
Just because you don't want to nuck up and say, you know what, I'm wrong.
Right.
If a man would have just done that a long time ago, there wouldn't be such thing as an evolution theory because it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't match anything that the world says. There wouldn't be able to be an atheist theory because nothing matches. Nothing's working together. As they try to debunk the human cell and say, oh yeah, there's a way to do this, they figure out, oh yeah, there's about a 1 in 50 trillion chance that could have happened. And that's probably a good estimate, actually, but it's a lot worse than that. Oh yeah. Let's go take a scrap heap and blow it up and see if we get a car.
Right.
That's the chances, and that's actually pretty good. You got a pretty good chance of that happening compared to life starting because there's an element to it. Hallelujah. That's why it's not religion. There's an element to this life you can't explain by mathematics. You can't explain by just understanding. You must experience it.
Amen.
And as long as you don't, you only be religious.
Yeah.
And you always gravitate back to that. Oh, I just do this and I don't do this. No, it must come back that it's just because the life of Christ within me.
Yes.
It compels me to
yes.
do these things.
Oh, yes.
It is my character.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My old man has died.
Amen.
Been crucified. That's not me. My character comes from above.
Yes.
I'm not putting it on like a shirt. It's who I am.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
I can't get away from it. It's my makeup.
Yes.
And when you try to be a sinner, you realize I'm just being a hypocrite now.
Uh-huh.
Might as well just quit being a hypocrite and just be a Christian.
Yeah. Yep.
You're better at it. We're here to live in the Shekinah glory. But how can we even get in there? Let's go back to that for a little bit. Hebrews chapter 9. We're talking about being securely identified in the blood. Excuse me. I'm going to take a drink real quick. Hebrews chapter 9, go to verse 16, please. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. And can I just stop right there for a minute? You ever heard that they're coming out with a third testament from this message? You ever heard that yet? I hope you haven't, because God have mercy on this. We just read right there. For there to be a new testament, there must be the death of the testator. And not only was his death just some man, it had to be a certain man that died this. So we got another testament. Who died for that one? And all of a sudden, guess what? I guess that man's life was more important than Jesus Christ, wasn't it? You see how if you take one thing and twist it, look where you end up. Look where you end up. And we go through all those false doctrines that we've seen go around. Some of you have experienced them. I have as well. And you watch that little twist. And if you'll keep following it, by the time you get done with it, you're way out here in left field somewhere.
Yeah, sure.
Nothing makes sense anymore. I've heard the statue of Perman preached in such a way, ain't nobody got the Holy Ghost.
Right?
Yes.
That's right.
My, I don't have that kind of patience, you know. Well, yeah, I don't. He does.
Yeah, amen.
I don't got that kind of temperance. My, when people get under my skin, eventually I crack. Yeah, but he don't.
Yeah, right.
Hope you understand what I'm saying. I'm sure you could relate and tell your story just the same, but that's all I've got. Let's keep reading there. For where a testament is, there is also necessity to be the death of the testator. For a testament is a force after men are dead. That's why the New Testament church could not start until Jesus Christ had both died and then resurrected.
Amen.
Because before then, there's not power, there's not force behind the testament, it's just words.
Yes.
The Word of God is not just words like a notebook paper. It is a life
yes.
that has a power behind
Amen.
It.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Yes. Amen.
For testament is a force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is no strength at all while the testator liveth. Why do you think Peter still backslid? Why do you think they were still having troubles and doubting and fearing and all those things? Because the testator hadn't died yet. But after he died, after he said, Peter, when you're converted, and then Peter could say, I'm converted today, then he started strengthening the brothers.
Amen.
When was that? The day of Pentecost.
Yes, amen.
That's what the message came to show us. Pentecost still lives.
Yes, amen.
Not some denomination, not just because I do this, I do that. The life of God still abides in the church of the living God.
Amen.
As the revelation of the Son of Man has come and revealed that He was always here.
That's it.
In the form of the bride.
Yes. Amen.
To where Paul could say, they glorified God in me.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Say something new. This is 2,000 years old.
Sure.
And if you really want to trail back, it's before eternity.
Amen.
Amen.
Whatever that means. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Whereupon, neither the first testament, verse 18, neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. And as we know, and I'm trusting that most of you have understood this, why it had to be the blood in the first place, because God knew what the first sin would be before it even got here.
Yeah.
He knew what they would do.
Amen.
They would take the human blood and they would pollute it with an animal.
Right.
And as He knew, they will take blood and that will be the debt. He knew, I will pay by blood to erase the debt.
Amen.
And that's where He ordained blood. So before there could be any power, you had to take care of the sin problem. You understand what I'm saying? That's why they couldn't give. He couldn't even give the word until he sprinkled them with blood.
Amen.
Because what did that word do before? When they looked up at that holy mountain, what was it like before there was blood?
Amen.
Don't even let him talk to us. Right. We'll die.
Right.
Because a man without the blood knows what he is.
Right.
And that glory anyways. Yeah, people might think they're pretty good right now. They might think, oh, I'm doing all right. Let them get to the white throne judgment. Let them stand in the presence of the holy God. And you know what they'll do? They'll buckle their knees and say, he is Lord of all.
Amen.
Even to where Satan himself will do the same.
Oh, yeah.
We think Hitler and all these, you know, people that were staunch atheists and all this stuff. No, no, no. You don't realize when they get into that presence, they will bow. Because a man knows his fate at that point.
Right.
Aren't you glad you've passed from death unto life?
Yes.
I'm not afraid of the judgment. I've already been in the judgment.
Amen.
When Christ took the judgment upon himself, I was there with him.
Sure.
And when he was accepted, I was accepted.
Amen.
In him.
Yes.
I was securely identified.
Amen.
In his blood.
Amen.
So when Moses came to give the law to the people, do you notice he didn't just sprinkle the blood on the book itself? He sprinkled it on the people.
Yes.
As
Amen.
Well. And as he did that, he says, this is the covenant that God hath enjoined unto you. Because now there was blood, the sin question hath been settled.
Sure.
Now they could be handed the word of God.
Amen.
And not be afraid.
Amen.
But we understand that was under the Old Testament, under the Testament of Law, under the Testament of Blood that only lasted so long. That's not where the New Testament church lays today.
Right.
And why did, let me just back up just a second before I go on. Why did God do that? Because he could not look at them and bless them.
Yes.
He had to get rid of the sin that was in them. So he put the blood on them. Then when he looked at them, he could see past that and see the seed of God in there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And even a man that just obeys the word, as we've talked about, as Cain. Cain could have obeyed the word and received the benefits.
Yeah, that's right.
He
sure.
could have. Esau could have obeyed the word and received right. the benefits.
Right.
You want me to prove it to you? You remember King Balaam? Or not Balaam, Balak. Balaam the prophet. False prophet, but he still had a true gift. Balak wanted to hear from God. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He asked Balaam to go, I want to hear from God. I want you to curse these people. Remember, he set up the altars, all seven altars, just the way he was supposed to. He gave the offering just the way he was supposed to. And what did he tell Balak to do? Go stand by your offering.
Right.
That way God's not looking at you, you filthy Gentile king. He's going to look past that and see the blood.
Amen.
Look at that power.
Amen.
Look at the power of obeying the word of God. And sure. did he get to hear from God?
Right.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Balaam heard the word. Now, Balaam couldn't twist it and make it what he wanted to say. He just had to say it the way it came.
Right.
And that's why don't be surprised just because you see a preacher that you know ain't preaching something right and he gets a right word to go through him once.
Right.
Happened to Balaam just the same.
Sure did. Amen.
And that goes for the message. There ain't no high quote. There ain't this message category in everybody else, all right? There's one group of people, and that's humans.
Amen.
We are all together. But I believe salvation of the true word of God does lie in the message of the hour.
Amen.
I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to denominate you. I'm trying to show you that what we have is the only truth there is.
Amen.
Not because we want it to be. It just is. This is what the truth really is. Serpent seed is the only thing that makes sense.
Amen.
It's the only way this covenant even makes any sense whatsoever. Why would eating an apple and tilling it in have anything to do with each other?
Right.
That's right.
Does it? But the blood did. All right, let's keep going there. I almost want to backtrack again, but I'm going to try to press forward. Is that all right? Y'all keep praying because I believe God's going to say a little bit more. Verse 21. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. So please, don't ever take some quote that you read, twist it, because that's the only way you're going to get this, and make it to where we don't have a blood-filled religion anymore. I've had people say, I heard this and it was a minister's meeting. I wasn't there. I heard this second-handed, so I hope that's all right. So somebody got up and said, we're not saved by the blood of Christ. We're saved by the blood that was spilled on a Texas highway.
Oh.
A minister.
A man supposed to be ordained, not by man, but by God. And he could say, make a statement like that.
Wow.
Another minister I heard. Doesn't this grieve you? Doesn't this just grieve you? This is just foolish. Why can't we just stay with the Word? Why can't we just say what He said? Why do we got to add and take away and come up with this mess? It's where the people's heads are so swimming they don't know what to do. Now, this minister said, how many of you in here think you have or believe you have the Holy Ghost? You know, people rose their hands. How many believe you don't have the Holy Ghost? People rose their hands. He's like, well, I'm here to show you that you really have it and you don't know it yet. Okay, let's mash this up real quick. To be born again means you'd have a birth.
Amen.
Any of you sisters had a birth and you didn't know about it? I mean, let's bring it down to reality now. How much more of the new birth?
Amen.
People, oh, I received the Holy Ghost. Oh, yeah, when? Well, you know, I mean, over this period of about a year or so, you know, I just kind of realized things were a little different. Might be time to backtrack a little bit and make sure you got something.
Yeah.
Amen.
There needs to be a time where it wasn't, I know, or I think something changed. I knew
yes.
something changed.
Yeah, that's right.
The things I wanted to do
Amen.
Died.
Right.
Amen.
And like we said, though you fall, though you stumble, there's still life. There's an anchor
Amen.
You can't
Amen.
Get away from.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Because it's really who you are.
Yes.
When you make those mistakes, that's not you. You don't
right.
want to do that.
Right.
You want to do what's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Without blood, without shedding of blood is no remission. Verse 23. It was therefore necessary that the pattern of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. What is Paul trying to say here? Remember, Moses got the pattern from what he saw up in heaven.
Right.
And he's saying, if we brought this pattern down to earth and we had to take blood to cleanse these things and do this, there has to be something in heaven that came from.
Amen.
So when he passed into the heavens, it wasn't an ox walking up there. It was Christ himself,
Amen.
God Almighty, made flesh, that walked back into the tabernacle. Oh my. Remember, he was the Lion of the tribe of Judah, but he was walking in there and he was a bloody lamb.
Right, amen.
Man sees on the outside, that's all you could see, but on the inside was a roaring lion. You couldn't stop if you wanted to.
Amen.
The devil didn't take his life. No Roman took his life. No Jew took his life. He let his life die himself.
Yeah.
When the Bible says he yielded up the ghost, do you know that's a different word than when it says it for anyone else? It means he willingly gave it up.
Amen.
Every other man, he's just losing it. Right? They're just going to die because we're all under a curse. He came without it.
Amen.
And again, why do you think he was virgin born? Do you see?
Right.
It just doesn't even comprehend anything without serpent seed.
Yeah.
He couldn't have been the seed of the serpent. He had to be separate. The only way that could happen is for him not to come the way the first person did.
Amen.
And all of us got here. And that was by sexual desire. He had to come outside of that. That's why he was virgin born. Hey, it's not a fairy tale. It makes sense.
Yeah.
You see what the message does for us? What would you have thought of the first three chapters? And look, if you start the first three off and you think it's crazy, you're not going to read the rest of it.
Right.
When you're talking to somebody about creation and said, well, they can't get that right, how are they going to get the rest of this right? If I can't even understand this part, what's the point of the rest of it?
You're right.
You say, oh, it's not a land porn. Really? Why did Jesus die on the cross? You should be able to answer that question.
Amen.
It's because we are sinners by nature, by how we get here. He came in the way that the first man came, which was by the spoken word.
Amen.
His flesh was holy. Look, Adam, before he sinned, could have done it.
Sure.
He could have done it. He wasn't sinful. But the second he sinned, the second he gave his authority up, it was over for the human race.
Amen.
All of us die in him.
Uh-huh.
Because we're all part of him.
Right.
So when the second Adam came, the last Adam, which we were really a part of,
yeah.
when he died and then rose again, he said, you live because I live.
Amen.
Yeah.
Not from one revival to the next, not as long as you can hold on to your religion, how long your religion hold on to you.
Amen.
Last I checked, Jesus said, Your names are in my hands.
Amen.
I can't forgive you if I wanted to.
Amen.
Do you believe that tonight?
Yes, I do.
Amen. I'm just going to quote this. I was going to read it, but if we go back to Cain and Abel real quick. We were just there, so let's just finish that out. And they went to bring their offerings. We understand that Abel took a sheep, and it says he brought the fat thereof, and the only way you're going to get the fat is to cut it open. And he killed that lamb. And he put it all over just a bunch of rocks. Wasn't nothing pretty to look at. Here came Cain. Nice, polished, wonderful, 90-degree, perfect altar. Gold trim around it, right? Plush seats on the round, just in case God wanted to come sit by. And he brought his fruit, because that's all the revelation he had, wasn't it? Do you think his ignorance mattered? Look, the speed limit out there is 40 miles an hour. Do you think if you go 80 and you go, "Cop, I didn't know what the speed limit was." Too bad, buddy. You're supposed to know. And the whole human race knows they're sinners.
Right.
Just try that one time. Say, "Is anybody perfect around here?" They'll say, "Oh, no, we're none of us perfect." Well, guess what? We're sinners now. The only thing that's not a sinner is somebody that's perfect.
Right.
But, "Oh, no, 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 we're still pretty good. We're okay. We're, you know." No, 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 no. One thing. You're guilty of all of it. You're done. And Abel knew that. Abel wasn't surprised by it. He had a revelation. He knew what it was really all about. He said, "I'm not going to the presence of God like this. I need something to stand in my place."
Amen, amen, that's right.
So as he had the revelation, he wasn't just guessing, all right? He had a revelation. He knew he had heard from God that this was the proper sacrifice. He knew what really happened in the garden. He knew how to match that. So he took a lamb and he put it down and he killed it. Cain brought his fruit. Remember, God didn't want to curse Cain. If you go look, he came to him and said, "Please, just do what your brother did. Won't you be accepted?" Could you imagine God begging with somebody? "Won't you be accepted?" He's still doing it now.
Right.
He's sitting there with the blood on the altar saying, "Why will you die?"
Right.
You feel that desire on the inside of you? When you watch people that willingly walk into sin, willingly turn the gospel down, you go, "Why are you doing this?" Just shows there's no revelation there. Cain thought it'd be all right down the road. You know, I might have to do a little bit here or whatever, but it'll be all right. And as that voice, remember that voice of Abel, the real revelation came around. After a while, he got tired of hearing it. Didn't he? Remember it said they went out in the field and talked. Didn't say it was 2 minutes. Didn't say it was 2 hours. Who knows? They could have been out there a long time. And, you know, Abel saying, look, I'm telling you, this is what really happened. This is the revelation. This is the tree of life. It's God Almighty and trying to beg with his brother. He said, "Man, I'm sick and tired of that. God should accept me just because I care."
Right.
Wow. A lot of people think that's what God should do. Just because they, you know, "Well, I believe there's a God and, you know, I'll acknowledge him and think." No, that doesn't matter. Do you follow what the word says or not? Because the word is God.
Amen.
And for you to turn the word down, you've automatically turned God down.
Sure.
And after a while, Cain got tired of hearing it. Remember, they didn't have nice polished weapons back then either. I'm sure he just found a nice sharp rock and decided to go bash his brother until he died. Was that the end of Abel?
Yep.
How much power is really in the blood? Do you understand this? When God came to Cain, he said, "Why do I hear? Sorry, why do I hear your brother's voice speaking from his blood? Why does his blood cry unto me?" Does the blood speak?
Yes.
Amen. Yes, it does. Because the blood, look, you need to get, remember, the blood, the chemistry itself is just like anything else that's made. It's just some elements and stuff. There's a life in that.
Amen.
That's the difference. That's what's speaking, the life that was in the blood. Hallelujah. The blood of Christ, the chemistry. That's why Brother Branham says this over and over and over again. The chemistry wasn't what it was. It was the life in there.
Amen.
That pure, unadulterated, almighty Zoe life.
Amen.
Was in that blood cell.
Amen.
That's what made the blood accepted. The chemistry spilled. It's up there on that hill somewhere. Dried up a long time ago. You're not going to find it. But the life that was in that.
Amen.
Did not just lay in the ground.
No.
But after 3 days, it came back up.
Right.
And it took those chemistries and put them back together.
Amen.
And made that body come back to life. And as that body came back to life, He said, like I just said, because I live, ye live also. That where I am, ye may be as well.
Amen.
I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah.
Glory.
In Cain's blood, as we know, it spoke out. God was testifying of his gifts, testifying that he was right by speaking through his blood.
Amen.
God wasn't looking at Abel's faults and failures. He had looked at his sacrifice because he was identified in the sacrifice.
Amen.
Do you understand? In the Old Testament, I'm trying to wrap this up. I hope that's all right. In the Old Testament, when a man wanted to get his conscience clear for at least that year, because remember, next year you got to do it again.
Yeah.
He'd bring a lamb. And he had to be without spot. He couldn't be hauled. He couldn't have, you know, blemishes. He couldn't have all these things. There's no qualification for the man bringing the lamb.
Right. Amen.
And too much we worry about the man, the carnal man, that's bringing the lamb instead of looking at the lamb and looking at the real Word of God. And not that the Word stays out there. Hope you understand what I'm trying to say. But that I'm identified not in the lamb, but in His blood.
Amen.
And this is where so many people fall short. They bring the lamb up, and it's perfect. It's the Word of God. But they stand back and say, look, I've got it. I've got it. It's perfect. The priest said, but your sins are all over you. No, I got the perfect lamb. You can't just have the lamb. He must die.
Right. Amen.
And as they give the lamb up to the priest, the priest would inspect the lamb, just like Pilate expected Jesus.
That's right.
He said, I find no fault in him.
Amen.
High priest would have done the same thing. Said, this is a good sacrifice. Would take it, put it on the altar, and kill it. That man could not stand 10 feet away and go, I hope I don't get dirty. He had to go put his hands right on it.
That's right.
And feel the life leave it.
Yeah.
And watch it die. Because he had to get the revelation, I should be there.
Right.
But because of this innocent life, I get to live.
Amen.
That's why a man, in order to get converted, you can't just say the word over there, and I'm over here. You must have your hands on the blood of Jesus Christ and know, I'm the reason he's dying. I'm the reason he went to Calvary. You don't stay there for a few seconds. You need to stay there until you get the revelation that you should be dead. That's right. Because once that's happened, man left with a clear conscience, didn't he?
Amen.
Because he could leave gone. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you that there's a substitute for me.
Amen.
And when a man that's a sinner will one time take his eyes and get rid of all the world and go to that bloody Lamb of Jesus Christ and see him there on the cross, put his hands on him and feel his heart beating as he's suffocating to death. He's bleeding so much you can't even see anything of his garment. It's all red now. And then to realize, I'm why he's doing that.
Uh-huh.
Not the other guy thinks bad, not the pastor, not the church, not my dad. I know why he's doing that.
Amen.
But as I put my hands on him, it doesn't stay that way. The life that's in that comes into me.
Amen.
That's right.
And what does that do? Takes that burden right off your shoulders, doesn't it?
Sure.
Do you understand that the man on the cross is the one on the throne?
Amen.
Amen.
So if he willingly came down, took your place in his innocency, do we all believe that? Do we all understand the gospel story? And then he went back to the throne and he's the one that's going to judge me. Why would he condemn me when he went through so much work to make sure I wouldn't be condemned?
Amen.
But his blood still speaks today.
Amen.
The blood of Abel, remember, when it was shed, it wasn't speaking pleasant things. It was saying, he killed me.
Uh-huh.
He killed me. Judgment. But the blood of Christ says, you're forgiven.
Right.
Amen. You've been
Hallelujah.
Redeemed. You've been healed. Body, soul, spirit, mind, I've healed it all. Every effect of sin, I paid for it.
Amen.
You can have it. Do you hear the blood still speaking tonight?
Amen.
Remember, it's not just the chemistry I'm talking about on Mount Calvary. I'm talking about the life within it, which is the Holy Ghost. that life must be within you, and you must be able to hear from Him yourself.
Amen.
And hear, "You are in me."
Amen.
Because once you hear that, you are securely identified in the blood.
Amen.
And when Christ went up to the throne, as we could read there, remember, He went up one time. One time. It was all it took. He took that blood and He walked into the holies of holies, and it was accepted because it was pure. It was holy. It was a human's blood. It was given without sin. And as God looked at the old debt, He looked at what it would cost to pay it. They matched exactly.
Right.
And every effect of sin was destroyed right there.
Amen.
He didn't have to do it twice. That's why He didn't have to come back. As we just read, He didn't. There's nobody else has to come back and die and make a new testament. We have the testament we need.
Right.
And it's got blood written all over it. And for you to be identified in the blood is this simple. Have ye received the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
And that is you in the blood. Let me read one quote as I get done here. Forget where that's at. Give me a second, please. The way of a true prophet, 63. His first decision when man sinned and crossed that great chasm between him and God, leaving himself no way back, God, full of mercy and grace, accepted a substitute. Only a God that's full of mercy and grace could do a thing like that. He accepted a substitute, and that substitute was blood. That's the only place that man could ever come in fellowship with God again, is under the shed blood. And it's never been any time that man could fellowship to God, only by the blood, and is so true, where he fellowships with God. The token. Now we find out the blood was a token and was identified. Everyone was identified by the blood. Just when the death angel, I'll finish on that story, when the death angel went through Egypt, he wasn't going through the houses, he went through the streets looking for the blood.
Right.
So he saw the blood, they're identified, they're sealed in. He looked over there, there's the blood, they're sealed in. He looked there, there's the blood, they're sealed in. You know what's the Holy Spirit doing now? What's the judging angels doing now? I'm sorry, that's what I should say. They look around and go, nope, they're sealed in, they got the Holy Ghost. Nope, they're sealed in, they got the Holy Ghost. They're identified in the blood of Christ. We cannot judge that, because that would be like double jeopardy. It would be like God judging the same case twice, and He can't do that.
Amen.
We think some of these judges that would kill you for $5 could be just, what about the one that they came from? What about the King of Kings? How could He be unjust and condemn you if you're in the blood of Christ and that's already been accepted?
Amen.
It can't happen. Everyone was identified by the blood. The Holy Ghost is the token today to identify us with Jesus Christ in His resurrection. The blood being applied by faith.
Amen.
And if you say you have the blood, if you say you've applied it by faith, you must have received the Holy Ghost or you're a liar.
Amen.
There's no getting around it. A man that confesses his sins, repents, and is baptized in Jesus' name, calling upon the name of the Lord, believing that the blood has washed him clean, must receive the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And if you don't, you failed.
Amen.
Somewhere. Because He made sure it was secure. He didn't play any guessing games. He knew the cost and He paid every bit of it.
Amen.
He left no stone unturned. So where is this identification today? We have the word sitting here. It's as true as it's ever been. We have the message of the hour that came. That is exactly the interpretation of the word of God. But that word must be in you. And not just laying there and saying, "Oh, I have it, I have it, I have it." No, it must be a life that's been killed and resurrected and it lives on forever.
That's right.
People are looking for God. They should be looking at you.
Uh-huh.
I don't mean that sacrilegiously. I mean the life of God is in the bride.
Yes, right.
You must know I'm in the bride. The life of God's within me.
Amen.
I live in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I don't leave the holies of holies. I'm always in there.
Sure.
When people look at that consecrated life, remember all they can see is the walls that you're in. They don't know what's really going on in there, but they know they're in there. And they should know, I want to get in there too.
Amen.
Look what Brother Bram says. I'm going to close on this, I promise. Christ's mystery of God revealed, 63. The church is the blood of Christ by the Spirit.
Amen.
Do you hear that? The church is the blood of Christ by the Spirit. because the life is in the blood. That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost that baptizes us into His body, that recognizes only His body, His flesh, His word. Denominations won't never touch that. It's a revelation. She knows it. Do you know the revelation tonight? So did Eve know it, but she fell. But this one knows it and won't fall. She is ordained. Hallelujah. Whew. She is ordained to not fall. She won't fail. She's predestinated to. Blessed is the man who God will not impute sin.
Amen.
Not that he couldn't, but that he will. His own will is not to do it. When God brought His word and said, the day you eat thereof, that day you die, He already knew, I'm going to take care of that because I want them to live. Aren't you happy when He looked at the cross and He saw the joy on the other side? You standing over there on the streets of gold. You standing over the river of life flowing down. You over there having a picnic with Him.
Amen.
He saw the cross up here and says, that means nothing to me. I'll do it.
Sure.
And then to realize, had He looked over there and only saw me, He still would have done it. And then it just almost break your heart. That was making you can't get small enough when you want to walk into His presence going, Lord, I'm not worthy. But remember, He doesn't want you to approach Him that way. He took care of that. He knows you weren't worthy. That's why He go ahead and washed that all off. Now you are worthy.
Amen.
Not by power, not by might, but by My Spirit, the life of the blood coming back into you and showing that Jesus Christ truly is the same yesterday, today, yes, and forever.
Amen.
His life will not change. The same thing it did in Christ, He does in you now. Let's stand together. Just pray for a minute here. Always like to give an opportunity for you to respond to the word however you feel led to. As we bow our heads together. No one looking, every eye closed. Every heart looking at Jesus Christ right now. Do you know that you're securely identified in Him? If you don't, this is the night to figure out how to stay in there. This is the night to hear His voice speak back and say, yes, you are mine. And if you've heard that voice, how thankful we ought to be tonight. How easy it should be to praise His name, knowing that we should have died and went to hell, but instead we get to live in the most glorious place that ever existed. Hallelujah. If you have a need tonight, if you have any doubt, any fear, don't leave here with it. Let's put it on the blood of Christ. And let Him pay for it. Let's give Him praise. Let's give Him honor as we pray. Heavenly Father, oh, we just love You and appreciate You, Lord. We thank You, Lord, that You loved us all the way to the end. We thank You, Lord, every time we get down, Lord, You're there to encourage us, Lord. Even as I told the people the story, being at the store, Lord, I thank You for doing that for me, Lord. I thank You for every time I start to believe that I might not be a Christian, something happens and You prove it once again that Your life does abide in my heart. And I believe each person here that's been sealed with the Holy Ghost has the same testimony. As we fall and fail, Lord, we pray You'd help us to never get our eyes off of Calvary, but to know that that blood stood for us before the foundation of the world. That before we even made those mistakes, Lord, You knew all about it. And You said, I will pay for it. We thank You for this, Lord. We thank You that You didn't let us walk around blind, but You showed us the truth. Lord, that we could know as we approach this rapture, oh my, what a thing it would have been to think, how are we ever going to make it? But Lord, as You came in the message of the hour and showed us, we don't have to make it. You already made it for us. And now, Lord, we're not afraid. There's peace. There's joy. There's love. Love that we can't even explain, Lord. But we're so happy to be partakers of it tonight. I pray for each soul that's here, that there would be such a faith in their heart to know that You called them, that You predestinated them, that You filled them and sealed them into Your kingdom. That when they go their own ways tonight, There wouldn't be any doubts coming back. But Lord, they would be able to fight the enemy on any grounds he would come. I pray for the sick, Lord. If there's any infirmity in this place, Lord, you promised that you would heal if we'd ask. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pronounce this audience healed for your glory. We thank you, Lord, for being here with us, knowing that the Word is just a printed piece of ink. But Lord, when you speak it, it changes things. It's the creative power of God. And we're thankful to know it abides in our hearts. Move upon each request on each soul that's here, Lord. I don't know them all, but I know that you do. And I know you want to answer. Give the people faith to receive. May we walk out victorious. We pray for those that weren't able to make it tonight, that you'd heal each one of them, that you'd encourage them tonight, Lord, and be able to make a way that they could be back in the house of God again.
Yeah.
We thank you, Lord, for one another. We thank you, Lord, that every time we get discouraged and by ourselves, somebody just has to come over and say something else nice about us, Lord, and we just appreciate that. We know it's really you just trying to encourage us. We love you, Lord, and help us to love one another the same. Jesus Christ, then we commit our lives to you afresh tonight. Amen. Thank you, Lord. If you have a need tonight, you want prayer, you can come forward. Otherwise, let's just sing and give God praise tonight. You sing to Him now.
There in the Spirit, beholding His face.
Lord Jesus, just let His presence fill you, every wit and every fiber.
Shut in,
yes, Lord,
with God in a secret place.
Just you and Him.
There in the Spirit, beholding His face. Yeah.
Sing it again with all your heart.
Oh, shut in with God in a secret place. There in the Spirit, beholding His face. Just the same. give all the glory to Jesus.
Praise. Let's worship and adore Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we love you. We appreciate you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How many's glad to be securely identified in the blood of Christ? No more fears, no more confusion, no more doubt. It's all been settled. Hallelujah. Yeah, happy tonight to be a Christian.
Amen.
To be born again of the Spirit of God. Amen. Sealed until the day of redemption. Hallelujah. As we prepare to go, keep Brother Nathan in prayer for next week. Can we? Is 1:13. I'll let you take over after that, Dad. But keep Brother Nathan in prayer. I really appreciate that, brother. I'm glad he's so willing to come preach to us, you know.
Yeah.
He's always got a lot of good to say, and it's hard for me to say, you know, thanks, brother, but he's a good brother. You know? I can't talk enough of him. You know, I really wish I could go back a few years and, you know, dedicate myself to where I think he is. You know, I just, Lord, help us, right?
Yes, amen.
Help us, Lord. To where I don't have to look around. I want to know right here I got a dedicated life.
Yes,
right?
Amen.
Securely in the holies of holies.
Yes,
don't
amen.
Never come out. Don't never even look at the curtain. Just look at the pillar of fire.
Yes,
and stay right in there. Anyway, praise God. Let's sing that together as you're dismissed tonight. Go in the fear of God. Go happy and rejoicing in His presence.
Yes. All I want to do,
God bless you,
is love.